Today we'll be'ezras Hashem be learning daf mem hei masechta Shabbos. This daf continues the discussion of the general machlokes tanoim of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon regarding muktzah. The Gemara will more precisely define what Rabbi Shimon's approach includes as muktzah and what it does not include. Finally, the Gemara tries to ascertain which of the two opinions Rabbi Yochanan accepts lahalacha, bringing a variety of proofs which extend well into the next daf. The important concepts that are going to come up in this daf include shimush b'mechubar. There's an issur to put things on the branch of a tree or to remove something that is on a tree. Huktzah l'mitzvasa. Anything that is set aside to be used for a mitzvah cannot be used for any other purpose throughout the duration of the time that it's being used for the mitzvah. D'chiya b'yadayim. If one actively does something to make the item unfit, it is more likely to be considered muktzah. Gregris v'tzimukim. During the process of drying figs and grapes, they become completely inedible and are therefore muktzah even according to Reb Shimon. Noilid is something that first came into existence on Shabbos and is therefore a stronger form of muktzah. The classic example is an egg that was laid on Shabbos.